ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We talked about things that make people immediately suspicious on It's My List, but we didn't do your list. The ones you and the audience have selected. And you also have really good ones. This one from the 812. People who sleep with their socks on. Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, let them breathe a little, weirdo. Too many stickers on your car or signs in front of your house. Suspicious.
People who like finish your sentence while you're talking still.
Mm.
Like they, at the end of every sentence, they start to say that last word. That to me is suspicious. Like, what's going on in your brain?
Or as you're talking, they're like mouthing the words that you're saying.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you trying to anticipate what I'm going to say next?
Exactly.
That's a
neurodivergent thing, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, am I making fun of autistic kids? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All the friends that I have who do that definitely are
didn't mean to say that, but yeah.
On the spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'll be a little more conscious because I'm like, damn it, stop doing that.
Well, that was going to be one of mine because for years it's driven me crazy when someone looks at you and then you say hi and they don't say anything back. And I complained about it one day and somebody wrote in and said, hey, man, that's just neurodivergence. When you say hi, it is they pointed out, they said, in my experience, it is paralyzing when that person does that, not because they want to be a jerk or anything. So now I do this. I said hi. I don't do that.
Oh, too good for me.
Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do.
I don't know how common this one is, but from Northeast Pennsylvania, people who dress up like NBA 2K characters to play pickup basketball. I played pickup the other night with a guy wearing hoodie pajama pants and a ski mask.
What?
Who's wearing a ski mask?
Or wearing pajama pants. I think it's supposed to be pajama pants, a hoodie, and a ski mask.
I was going to say, what are hoodie pants?
I think people who can't keep plants alive, that's suspicious to me. Or people who don't do plants, it's all fake plants in their house. That's weird to me.
I think it's weird if you like plants enough that you have all fake ones, but you can't keep even, like, because there are some you can't kill, like those spider plants or whatever.
Yeah, spider plants, snake plants, those are so easy. They just keep coming back. But you keep killing them?
Plants are a hassle, though.
See, suspicious. I knew it. I knew there was one of y'all in the room.
They are.
You don't have plants?
Any plants?
I have two plants, and I'll forget about them in the corner, and they'll start to dry out, and I go, I'll water them, and then I ignore them for another 3 weeks, and then...
For somebody who loves trees so much, it's suspicious that you don't like plants.
I like the outdoor plants. Yeah, they bring me much more joy.
In a world of clock, who needs plants?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need those in my house. Like, dirt and plants are for the outdoors.
See, we probably have 150 plants in my house. I love them.
I'm suspicious of anybody who has too many plants in too small of a space.
Mm, you might be suspicious of us then. Mm-hmm. We moved a bunch of plants outside for the summer because the office was full.
Yeah.
And they're going back in. I mean, that lemon plant can't live outside all year long.
Mm-hmm. See? Not suspicious.
You know we need an office lemon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but do you have, I feel like, are you the one taking care of those or are
no.
you just, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. If I had an in-house plant person, I would be happy to have plants.
It's called a wife, Hot Wings.
Yeah. In your case,
that might be why you don't have one.
That's an in-house plant person in your case, though.
Will you be my in-house plant person?
Yeah. Yeah, you have a live-in plant person.
We discovered the problem.
Yeah. If I had a wife or a partner that was living with me that took care of all of that, then great, fine.
But I did have plants. But, before she moved in. I just have a lot more.
You were
now.
You were my strongest ficus friend. I think.
Like a good ficus.
Yeah.
Something else that's suspicious when you go to someone's place and they only have like two plates and a cup. And not because they're like, not because they're financially struggling. Okay.
It's a choice.
This is a choice. You have, you invited me over for supper and I'm eating out of a cup because you only have a plate.
Yeah.
Our
boss in New Jersey, when we lived there.
Yeah, he was.
We stayed at his, we were doing a couple of live appearances on the Jersey Shore, and he had a house that his, where he lived, his apartment was near both of them. So, and it was a long time in between. So he said, hey, just go to my place, hang out there, do your thing, and then go do your other event. So you don't have to drive all the way home and then drive all the way back down the shore. So we get there, and that was when we found out. Now, he had lived there for what? Almost a year at that point.
Oh, right? At least. Yeah.
Almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
He has not unpacked from the move.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. And so we went and bought food at a grocery store.
We had to.
Because there was nothing in his house. Because he said, you can just eat whatever you find. We opened the cupboards
empty.
And it's like, okay.
His fridge had what? Like, it had, I know mustard was in there. And then like a half a thing of orange juice or something. Yeah. Like, there was nothing in there.
So then we bought food, came back and opened what we thought would be a silverware drawer. And I guess technically it still is. But there was a fork and a knife and some restaurant stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like one metal fork, one metal knife. And then like a bunch of restaurant or like takeout plastic stuff.
He had one plate.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. And
That's like bachelor, to the extreme.
Well, you can tell me all day, well, I live alone. Why do I need more than one plate? Get a set. Just get like a set. Have at least two plates, two bowls, two small plates, two cups.
Like you go to a yard sale. You don't have to spend a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't understand the whole, I only need like one of these. And who needs more than one cup?
Text, that's Kelly, how do you feel about single men who use paper plates and plastic utensils?
I think that's insanely wasteful. It's not suspicious. I think it's so wasteful.
Yeah, it's lazy.
It's so wasteful. Get you some plates that go on Facebook Marketplace. There's somebody getting divorced or who just combined two houses. They're getting rid of them. You can get a whole set.
Text, Kelly, it's time for you to get your feelings hurt. You are on the wrong side of plants and pets. All that extra responsibility is unnecessary and stupid. You are the suspicious one, not me.
I bet your house is like a hospital, and it probably feels very cold, and it's probably all beige and gray. And if you love that like stingy feeling walking into your house, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Or sterile feeling. But I love my house feeling like covered in plants.
Live? Alive?
Yeah, alive.
Text from Flint. I am very suspicious of people who say they don't listen to music and can't name a favorite artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is like,
that's a little bit strange. Yeah. I mean,
how about this one? I'm very suspicious of, where did it go? Never mind. Can't remember.
People who don't like live music. I don't like concerts. That's suspicious to me.
I like concerts, but not arena concerts.
Yeah.
I like seeing live performances when I can see the artist, but if it's too big, arenas don't want it.
I like it a little bit for the stage show, like if it's one of those outrageously big concerts, but rarely. Mm-hmm. Like when I saw the Stones a few years ago, like you are watching most of it on a screen, but there's so much happening that you go, okay, this is,
I could see that
cool, like once.
I could see that for sure. I'm suspicious, this person says, I'm suspicious of anyone who won't move on from old forms of media. Oh, vinyl. Oh, VHS. Oh, DVD. Whatever. Move on, man.
Yeah, but if you already own that stuff, like that's why I still like people are like, oh, why do you still have all these CDs when you, but I because I have them.
It's
like,
one thing.
It's not costing me any money.
But you're not acquiring more.
No, not at this point. I will buy a vinyl, though. I did buy a vinyl last year when I bought the Teddy Swims vinyl. I like that on vinyl.
Do you refer to that as a piece of vinyl?
Oh, do you talk about how warm it is?
No, because nobody cares. No. Nobody cares. I actually just like, I like album artwork and I like the process. I still kind of like the process of turning on the turntable and moving the needle. And like, I kind of like that. But part of that takes me back to when I first started in radio and I would actually have to queue up albums and stuff. I kind of liked it, you know? So I like the process of it. But.
Text from Mid-Michigan. I'm pretty suspicious of anyone who uses the word supper. Supper didn't work out for Jesus. Why are you using it?
Yeah, that was supposed to be the last one.
I've never heard we that were supposed theory
to,
before.
We were supposed to just have dinner after that.
I don't think the supper's why everything happened, but whatever.
Like Judas was like, I hate this term. Let's make this the last one. Just dinner from now on.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.